Well, one of the smoldering blues guitar players right here, Richie Kotzen. How you doing, Richie?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm enjoying myself tonight. It's hot as hell in the room right now, but I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting some bowling in.
Yeah, what do you hope to bowl tonight? How do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. You know, it's very unpredictable.
Very unpredictable. Oh, boy. That shows confidence
I'm
right
very
there.
Unpredictable.
Yeah. Well, I got to ask you, I've been asking everybody this tonight, but how did Ryan James Dio impact you as a musician and as a person?
Big time. I used to stand on my bed when I was a kid and rock out to Rainbow in the Dark, and so many of his songs are last in line. I actually played a couple of them in my first cover band. And I, you know, believe it or not, he's a big vocal influence as well. You know, that the sound of his voice, the placement, that power in the high register, very influential for me.
Did you know anybody that how does cancer affected you in present?
I'll tell you, it affects me big time. It started when I was 12. I lost my grandmother. She died very tragically. One of my best friends since I was 18 is suffering with stage 4 cancer. My ex-engineer used to work for me, died a few years ago, younger than me, with brain cancer. And the lead singer in my first band died at 50, stomach cancer. So I've been very, very affected by people very, very close to me dying of cancer.
Well, it's good that you're here to help bring awareness to it, and hopefully we can combat it even further and get rid of it altogether. That's what we're hoping for.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you. Really quick, what's going on with Winery Dogs? Are we got a new record soon?
There's going to be some announcements coming soon, so keep your eyes and ears open.
Oh, you know I will. Richie, thank you very much, and enjoy tonight.
Thanks.